You're listening to Kizuki, the podcast. I'm Mei Yoshikawa, and I define the Japanese concept of Kizuki as the following. Kizuki. 1. A moment of epiphany, an aha of realization or insight which opens the knower to a new dimension of truth that was formerly unknown. 2. Steps in an incremental growth of awareness, resulting in a movement from ignorance to greater awareness of the bigger picture. A kind of knowing that cannot be undone, that cannot be unrealized. As a longtime yoga and meditation practitioner, a world traveler and curious self-explorer, I'm obsessed with Kizukis. Listen on each week for inspiring and enlightening stories that may just tip you over for your next aha. On this week's episode, Pain versus Pain. Some realizations come like a thief in the night, and this one felt like it was right before me, right under my nose this entire time, except I couldn't see it until now. This episode is about one of those Kizukis, not the kind that makes the news, but the kind that reshapes your inner landscape forever. I want to talk about the difference between pain and the pain we cause ourselves in reaction to pain. Or as some people say, pain is inevitable. Suffering is optional. It's a tender one. It's an honest one. And it's a Kizuki that changed everything for me. If you've been listening for a while, you've probably heard me mention one of the first tsunami experiences of my life. And I'm not talking about the natural disasters. It was my parents' divorce when I was around age 14 or 15. They had been together for over 25 years, and I never once doubted the foundation of our family. I truly believed there was this love, this togetherness that would last forever. And then it didn't. It shattered with noise to pieces in an irreparable way. It was painful and dark. At the time, it felt like the world as I had known it ended, like I lost a kind of innocence I could never get back. I became unsure of who or what to rely on, who I could trust to support me and be by my side. My parents were busy, deep in their own emotional mess. I was not seen. And for decades, I thought that the pain of that experience was the pain. I thought that it was my core wound. But here's the Kizuki that hit me recently. It actually wasn't the divorce that hurt me the most. It was the story, the narrative that I created and kept repeating because of it. The silent self-blame I carried. Because somewhere deep down, I, in my youth, had concluded that if I had been worthy, if I had been lovable, this wouldn't have happened. It shouldn't have happened. I wouldn't have been abandoned. I wouldn't have been neglected. Not only did I internally conclude that I wasn't enough to keep my parents together, I concluded that I deserved to be abandoned and neglected on some level because, well, I couldn't think of any other reason why. I felt so left out, like left to figure my life out on my own. I felt alone, deserted. And so, unknowingly within myself, I turned that pain into some kind of self-punishment, I crucified myself with that belief for years, the belief that I was unworthy and undeserving, because if I was, how can this happen to me? And that's what hit me in clarity. There's the pain of the actual event. And then there's the pain we pile on top of it because we don't know how to surrender. We don't know yet how to surrender something that is inexplainable, that we can't find a reason for. God, I was such a survivor. I didn't surrender. I fought. I gambatta. I held myself together. I tried to prove myself to be strong and to just hang on through it all. But what if I had let myself crumble? I didn't have that in me. I mean, I used everything I had in me to not crumble. But what if I had? Would I have disappeared? Perhaps not. Perhaps I might have just crumbled in the way that ego crumbles when it realizes, hey, this actually has nothing to do with you. You were worthy all along, and you still are, and you always will be. Your parents just got divorced anyway. And that's the shift. That's the difference between pain and pain. So, with all that to heart, recently I had to sit with myself and say, I'm so, so sorry, May. I'm sorry for how hard I've been on you, for the years I lived as though you had been abandoned because you weren't enough, for believing the wound was permanent instead of seeing the story it left behind. And of course, with that came relief, deep relief, the kind of relief that only comes when you stop gripping the story and just let it be, let it melt away. It doesn't change the fact that my parents had a very painful divorce and that I was collateral damage and that it hurt and I was pained too. Aha. But the self-blame in me ended. I didn't need to make some part of that my fault anymore. And without that layer, the first pain, like the pain of the actual event of the divorce, that just feels human and temporary, not as heavy, and definitely not as repetitive. Like it's just part of the path. Like the famous saying, pain is inevitable, right? We're all living the human condition. And you know what? If we can come to acceptance of that, like accepting those types of pain, the first type of pain, maybe we begin to open ourselves to the possibility that it's just part of the path, and perhaps it could even be a stepping stone to something new, something next. So if you're someone who's carrying something that happened to you, I want you to pause and ask, is there another layer of pain here? Is it possible that it's not what happened, but what I believed about myself because of it? Sometimes healing doesn't mean going back and fixing the original pain. Sometimes it's just releasing the second layer we didn't even know we were holding all along. That was my Kizuki this time. And oh my God, it hit me hard. Maybe, just maybe, you'll make it yours too.
Thank you for listening.
Learn more about me and my Kizuki Journaling Meiwai Method at my website, kizukijournaling.com. That's KIZUKIJOURNALING.com. Or find me on Instagram at MAEYOSHIKAWA.